The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Looking forward to the Genoa Bible Institute tonight. Just two more classes this semester. I've had the privilege, again this semester, to teach a course on basic Bible doctrine. This is the second time I've taught that class in the Genoa Bible Institute. I've got such a wonderful class who are just so hungry for God's Word. It has been just it's just been wonderful to have the opportunity to teach them basic Bible doctrine. If you are interested in a post-high school Bible education, college level, check out Genoa Bible Institute. You can find out more at the Genoa Baptist Church website. Contemplating whether I'm going to teach or what I'm going to teach in the fall semester. The spring semester wraps up next Monday night. Tonight is the next to the last class. So looking forward to wrapping things up. Actually, tonight be my final teaching session because the last class will be the dreaded final exam. Yeah, I'm not that tough. I'm out. But anyway, looking forward to it. And again, I encourage you, if you're looking for a post-high school Bible education, right here locally, Genoa Bible Institute, check into it. College level, very, very reasonable cost, and some really fine instructors. Well, other than me. Anyway, looking forward to being there tonight. Well, big news in the Christian world. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down as senior pastor of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. But it's kind of a name change only. He is the founding pastor. It's a mega church in Frisco, Texas. I have no idea what their attendance is, but it's in the thousands on Sunday morning. Chuck Swindoll has been there for many years. He is stepping down as senior pastor. However, he's going to continue preaching every Sunday. The new senior pastor will be assisting Chuck Swindoll, and I would assume in time will take over the preaching responsibilities on Sunday. But until then, Chuck Swindoll is the, he will continue to preach every Sunday morning. The new senior pastor is Jonathan Murphy, who has been on the staff for quite some time and kind of handpicked by Chuck Swindoll. By the way, Chuck Swindoll is 89 years old. 89 years old and still preaching every Sunday there in Frisco, Texas. So it's kind of a name change only for now. I think they'll be going through a transition where Jonathan Murphy will little by little take over the preaching responsibility from Chuck Swindoll. Also, Beverly LaHaye passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Tim and Bev LaHaye. Tim LaHaye was pastor of Shadow Mountain Church in San Diego, where David Jeremiah is now. wrote all of the Left Behind, or not Left Behind books, a number of books. Tim LaHaye, a bunch of books on prophecy, wrote a commentary on the book of Revelation. Joy and I had the opportunity actually to have dinner with he and Bev LaHaye one night many years ago, and we actually helped Tim LaHaye name one of his books. Now, aren't you really impressed? Tim LaHaye died back in 2016, and his wife, Bev LaHaye, died yesterday at the age of 94. Well, we have been told over and over and over and over and over again that dinosaurs and humans did not coexist at the same time. Now, this is essential for evolution. So if you believe in evolution, then you cannot believe that dinosaurs and humans actually existed at the same time. Dinosaurs were millions of years before humans, because we have no proof, no evidence whatsoever that humans were around millions of years ago. So we have been told over and over and over again that they could not coexist. Oops. Several years ago, down in Texas, human footprints were found beside dinosaur footprints, fossilized footprints, humans, dinosaurs, side by side. And that was a, how do we explain that? And I don't know that they ever came up with a real explanation. Well, now they've got to try to explain it again in Brazil. In Brazil, footprints of dinosaurs were found beside petroglyphs, ancient stone carvings, and they actually, these stone carvings referenced dinosaurs. Well, now, how do they explain that? Well, it's interesting. Let me read part of the story from CNN. Quote, prehistoric humans in Brazil carved drawings in the rock next to dinosaur footprints, suggesting they may have found them meaningful or interesting, a new study has found. The rock carvings, which archaeologists call petroglyphs, are at a site called Cerrado de Lateral in Paraba, an agricultural state on the eastern tip of Brazil. Researchers first observed the marks in 1975, but 75. They've been trying to explain this since 75. But they are now interpreted as relating to the footprints following recent field surveys aided by drones, which uncovered previously unseen carvings. The tracks belong to dinosaurs from the Cretaceous period, which ended 66 million years ago. So, how do they explain this? Here's their explanation, and I'm not making this up. The humans found the dinosaur footprints, and from the footprints, prehistoric human beings concluded that these must have been from gigantic, gigantic animals like dinosaurs. And so they made rock carvings called petroglyphs about what they thought the dinosaurs looked like. So they're saying the fact that the drawings are next to the footprints of dinosaurs does not mean they were at the same time. Really? Yeah, that's their explanation. In other words, these prehistoric human beings came across these footprints and said, me wonder what footprint mean. Big animal. Must be dinosaur. Me make drawing of big dinosaur on wall of cave. Yeah. That is their explanation. Instead of saying, oops, you know, maybe humans and dinosaurs did coexist at the same time. Well, that would blow apart all of their theories of evolution. So they can't conclude the obvious. So they make something up. The petroglyphs, the drawings, are approximately 2,620 years old. And they were found right next to the footprints of the dinosaurs. But they didn't exist at the same time. Yeah, right.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What a weird, wacky world we're living in. And the world of evangelical Christianity is not exempt from the weird and wacky. I saw this story and I thought, this is, you know, again, you know, I say this all the time, but this got to be a parody. This couldn't have happened. Well, yeah, it did. It happened in Springfield, Missouri, which has special significance to me because all of my family is originally from the Springfield, Missouri area. Yes, I was born and raised in California, but my family was originally from the Springfield, Missouri area. I still have all kinds of relatives there in Springfield. It was a gigantic men's conference called the Stronger Men's Conference. I've kind of sort of heard of it, but didn't know anything about it. Sponsored by a very large, charismatic megachurch in Springfield, Missouri. And it's at one of the big stadiums in Springfield. It's held every year. I don't know how many years they've had it. But anyway, I think it was just this last week that it occurred. So get the picture. It's a Stronger Men's Conference. Men come from all over the United States. There were several thousand men at this conference. One of the featured speakers was Mark Driscoll. Now, if you follow evangelical news at all, that name should immediately be familiar with you. Seattle, Washington, he had a big mega church, scandal after scandal after scandal. He was finally asked to leave, kind of, sort of fired, and there was a scandal here, scandal there. And then he went, I think, somewhere in Arizona, started a church, and there was scandal there. Mark Driscoll, for years, has been plagued by scandal. Now, he has denied it all. I didn't do any of it. I'm not guilty. I'm completely innocent. I was persecuted by the church, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there, for many years, there has been a shadow over Mark Driscoll and whether he's even qualified to be a pastor. Well, he was one of the main speakers at the Stronger Men's Conference. Well, shortly before he was to speak, the conference featured a guy named Alex Magala, M-A-G-A-L-A. He's from Russia. Now, if you follow America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, whoever's got talent, you might remember the name Alex Magala. I didn't. But looking into the story, he won. I don't know whether he actually won, but he performed on America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, I think Poland's Got Talent, Russia's Got Talent. He performed on all of these, and he's performed all over Las Vegas. Well, he's a male stripper and a sword swallower. Yeah. What a combination. A male stripper, a male pole dancer, and a sword swallower. you say, what was he doing at a Stronger Men's Christian Conference? Well, I don't know the answer to that. And that's my question as well. And so he comes out on the stage. You can see the video. And the first, now again, this is a Christian event sponsored by a big charismatic evangelical church in Springfield, Missouri. So he is announced and he comes out on the stage and the first thing he does is rips his shirt off. Now, I've attended a whole bunch of men's conferences. I've not seen any men ripping their shirts off. Now, you know, maybe I just haven't been to the right conference. Anyway, he strips his shirt off and jumps on a pole. A pole, like, you know, a pole dance. He jumps on a pole in the center of the stage at this Christian men's conference. And then he swallows a sword and I don't know what else he did. And received a warm welcome from the thousands of men at the conference. Well, after this occurs, it's time for Mark Driscoll to speak. Now, again, the question could be asked, why was he doing there with this cloud that has been hanging over his head for years? Well, I don't know. But it's his turn to speak. So Mark Driscoll comes up and says, what we just saw is wrong. This is the spirit of Jezebel. This guy is a male stripper. Why were you all sitting here watching a pole dancer, male stripper? This is a demonic spirit. This was wrong, etc., etc., etc. And he starts rebuking the pastor who's sponsoring the conference and all the men who are sitting there. At that point, the sponsoring pastor comes out on the stage and says, you need to leave. You've overstepped your grounds. You're out of here. The pastor's name is John Lindell. And so Mark Driscoll says, I received that, and I'm out of here. And he walks off the stage. He doesn't fight back. They don't yell and scream. But the host pastor kicks Mark Driscoll out because Mark Driscoll criticized the male stripper, pole dancer, sword swallower. And so I've watched the video, and there's a whole bunch of booing going on. Can you imagine this happening at a Stronger Men's Conference? There's a whole bunch of booing going on, and I can't figure out for the life of me whether they're booing Mark Driscoll for criticizing the male stripper, pole dancer, sword swallower, or whether they're booing the host pastor who's kicking Mark Driscoll off the stage. Just bizarre. Folks, stay away from the spectacular. Stay away from the entertainment. Stay away from the weird, the bizarre. Just stick with a church that preaches the gospel, okay? Hey, use new technology. That's fine. That's okay. But my goodness, stay away from that kind of nonsense. Thousands of men attended.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.